Hi all, and welcome to our health and well-being reflection for the week 15th to the 21st of April. Our topic today is reviewing our commitment to self-care. Let's take care of ourselves, mind, body and spirit, as life doesn't last forever. The evenings are getting longer and the anticipation of warm summer weather and college finishing for another year is in the air. It's a good time, therefore, to take a moment and check in with our overall health and well-being. Taking the time to review your overall commitment to self-care is essential. Balancing our professional and personal lives has become, for all of us, both complex and challenging. We need to be brave, though, and ask ourselves, are we just surviving or are we doing things to help us thrive? Having a commitment to self-care will help us unlock a happy, healthy and well-balanced life. It will help us think and feel better now and for the long term. It's a necessary and worthy investment in ourselves and will impact on those we work with and for, and for those we love. If you were to commit to a self-care, we need a plan and we really need to commit to it. You will need to identify activities and practices that support and sustain you to have a positive health and well-being. Your self-care needs to ensure that your mind, body and spirit is looked after equally. Self-care means eating well, staying active, taking time to rest and reaching out for support. When you look after all areas, you will prevent your body from contracting infections and even more importantly, help combat them if you do come down sick. Your mind is powerful and needs to be managed well to avoid falling into anxiety or being held hostage by stress. And even more, serious depression. Therefore, it is important to sustain your physical and mental health. You will need to be open to seeking support from professionals when needed. Life is there to be enjoyed, not endured, and the quest for inner peace will challenge all of us to change our ways. Every moment offers us the choice to live in the present moment and choose wisely for our health and well-being. Choosing what is positive and life-affirming is central to a more meaningful and purpose-filled life. Reaching out for support shows a real unconscious commitment to self-care and marks an important step in the right direction in making self-care a priority. So, our OTC top three self-care tips and techniques. Number one, take the time to make self-care your priority. Having a self-care plan, if you do not have one already, will identify what you need and how to put it in place. It does not need to be complex, but it does need to be practical. Each person's approach will be different and unique to them, but self-care is essential for everyone. Begin small and build on what works well. In this way, your self-care plan will develop naturally. Remember, if it doesn't get written, it doesn't get done. Make a commitment to ensure you do something daily to improve your health and well-being. Like go for a walk, choose a healthy meal, go to bed early one night, share your struggles with someone. It doesn't matter. What matters really is to get started. And number two, your body needs to be cared for. When you look after your body, it will run more efficiently. Staying physically active releases natural chemicals that work together to make you feel good. Exercise can improve your mood and help you feel more relaxed and calmer. Physical self-care demands a healthy, well-balanced diet. The truth is, food and water will sustain or drain you. Both will impact your mood and your overall energy. Choose a variety of nutritious foods which will fuel the body. Remember, we are made up of 60% water. Water is an essential nutrient and plays a crucial role in almost all body functions. Staying hydrated sustains energy and the ability to perform, ensuring your body is not compromised. Enough sleep provides the opportunity for your body to recover and recharge. Sleep can heal damaged cells and boost your immune system. It is important you allow yourself the time to be sick. If you do not give your body adequate rest when needed, you will find you are trapped in a vicious cycle of almost back to normal to very quickly sick again. Please do check out Spectrum Life. They have so many cool resources to help you get started towards a physically fit body. And please see the link below and you can find out what's available for you. Number three, Learn to laugh and love more and reconnect. Laughing does make you feel joyful. Ask yourself, when was the last time you really belly laughed? Life can be difficult enough, but we need to find time and someone to have a good giggle with. Loving yourself and others more has been shown to have a positive impact on finding joy in a person's life. Make the time and space to laugh and love more with those who are special and meaningful to you. Learn to value the time spent and the many opportunities to laugh and love with them. Reach out if you feel you need support to find that joy again. And please do seek professional help if your mental and or physical health is being impacted on, particularly on an ongoing basis. A very particular and unique opportunity is coming your way this week. Take the time as part of your self-care practice to sign up and listen to the webinar. Details of how to access that webinar are listed in the email. This webinar is on making space for wellness, overcoming end of semester stress. You will be part of a growing number of students from around the country who are checking in to hear more about how they can overcome the end of semester stress. You can also check out our health and well-being section for further resources and information. If you have any questions or need support on this topic or any other topic issue, or any other issue affecting your health and well-being, please feel free to contact me at healthandwellbeing@opatrainingcollege.com. You can also contact Spectrum Life directly and you'll have access to a range of supports on all of the areas that are mentioned today and many more, including a dedicated 24/7 counselling service. You can click on the link in the email to register with Spectrum Life or to use their services. Finally, well done for taking the time to listen to this reflection. It's a positive step in your self-care practice to make time for yourself. Remember, self-care is the new healthcare, so the decision is in your hands to make self-care your priority, and in that way, you are prioritizing your own health and well-being. You are not alone, and until next time, please do take care of yourself.